This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
The official ACT bushfire season is due to start on Sunday, the 1st of November. So I know it might be hard to think about it when things are wet, but those grasses are growing with all this rain. And we do know that the risk for the ACT region is for grass fires over the bushfire period. And on Sunday, Canberrans are being encouraged to develop a bushfire plan. But do you know how to prepare your household treasures for if you need to evacuate due to a disaster? Well, it's time for Treasure Tune-Up, and so with you is Senior Conservator at Endangered Heritage Victoria Pierce. She has some ideas to help you protect those personal treasures like your family photos, your recipe books, grandma's favourite vase. What are some of the items we should be thinking about when we're thinking about our bushfire plans?
So I don't want to replace the bushfire plans that are available with emergency services and Red Cross, and they have got they're the sorts of things that are going to keep your family safe, and they're really important to look at the websites and start getting ready for the next season. The things I want to talk about are the things that are those sentimental items that are unique for every family, sort of photo albums and, you know, board games and special recipe books, or like you said, sort of grandma's vase that's been held, you know, passed down in the family.
Yeah, because these are items that, you know, technically under the emergency things, they might not be considered essential items, but they're special items and you don't want to be thinking about them in an emergency. So I guess now's the time to do that.
Yeah, and when you're under pressure, you don't think about things that, while they're special and significant, you don't think about things that are out of sight, out of mind. So under pressure, or when you have a very small window to get ready to get things out of the house, the things that you've maybe put away in a top cupboard are not the things that you're going to remember. And at different stages of our life, different things get put away for different reasons. There are a lot of things that when my kids were really little that were precious or valuable, they got put away in, you know, tissue, in boxing, and left put away in tops of cupboards for a decade, you know, until they were kind of old enough to bring out. So it means that those things do cycle from storage to out on display. And part of your bushfire plan needs to be really thinking about those things with a nice glass of wine or a cup of tea or something, and not while you've got the adrenaline rushing to remember what they all are for your own family.
So do you recommend doing that, like sitting down with a cup of tea or a glass of wine and writing a list?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important to do that with all the family members. Parents can often be sort of, especially because it is school summer, you know, school holiday season over summer where we have our fire season, kids are often at grandparents or at aunts or at friends' places. And so you walk into their bedroom and go, I've got the teddy. Oh, what else? What else matters, you know? So it's really important. I know in our family, every person has a drawer in their room where they keep the things that matter.
Okay.
So even though they've got a bookshelf, the one special book or that they really care about is just stored in that drawer. It doesn't stop them from using it, but it does mean it goes back into that place. So jewellery and mementos and gifts and photos and birthday cards that were given to them from their best friend in kindy and school reports and all of that stuff that is a hodgepodge, it looks quite messy, but it's the snatch grab, the everything in here belongs, and if it's not in that drawer, it's not my fault. You weren't home, you're in charge of your room, you cleaned up your room. If it's stuff that really matters, it should be in this drawer. And we try and make those drawers actually small enough that we can just pull the drawer out and put it in the car.
Okay. So even one of those boxes that you have, yeah. you know, one of those cubes would be good. I think it'll be a great discipline to put the kids through anyway. I mean, one of my kids will be fine with it. Let's just say he's a minimalist. The other one, it's going to be a real challenge to really think what's special to me, and it's got to fit inside this box.
This box. And it's good. Yeah, and that's really important because I think that people don't often consider how they store things that matter for accessibility to take. One of the big problems in you know evacuating is that you want to grab a quilt or that mum made and it's kept in a cedar box and you can't lift the cedar box.
Yeah, they're so heavy.
Suddenly you don't have a bag for it to go into and it's going to be thrown on the back seat with the family dog jumping all over it. So you've kept this really precious thing really well and then all care and caution goes out the window in the effort to save it. And so the way things are kept to take, like you say, you know, each child having a particular size box, this is, you know, we've got five members of the family, we can only fit five of these boxes on the back seat and the dog and the cat and the, you know, so trying to keep people to being, you know, fair and you've got to also prepare for the fact that you might not be home.
Yes.
But this might be your neighbour grabbing these things because you're down the coast. Now, how many people in Canberra weren't around but were at the coast?
On those scary days.
Christmas? Yeah. Yeah, like you might be ringing the person who's feeding your cat while you're away saying, the left-hand cupboard in the lounge rooms where we've got all of our sentimental things and photo albums, grab everything out of that cupboard, shove it in a box and grab it for us, will you? You know, it's got the hard drives, it's got the photo albums, it's got the stamp albums. But, you know, if it's all spread out through the house,
yeah,
your neighbour's not going to be able to do the snatch and grab.
No, because they probably have to do their own anyway.
Exactly. But they're probably more than willing if you can go, hey,
yep.
If something happens, feed the cat. If you need to, you know, grab anything, this is our emergency kit. And it's got all of the sentimental things in it. So in light of that, it's really important when you pack stuff up that you put things in boxes that don't become too heavy and that those boxes are going to fit in the car.
Yeah.
And that those containers aren't on the very top of the cupboard because it's probably not fair to ask someone to have to come into your house with a ladder to get a box. I mean, they've got to evacuate themselves as well. So these are things that if, you know, without making it easy to be burgled, they're things that you want to make accessible for people to be able to grab and for yourself to be able to grab. And coming into the fire season, it's also really appropriate to consider whether or not these things are too precious for the family story and too precious for that the collective power of these objects for you to keep. If you're in a high-risk fire area, maybe your sister should have them or a cousin because you share the same grandparents and this is a lot of responsibility and they would be at high risk. And the things to really think about that fall into that sort of category are the things that you actually have no choice but to leave.
So big items?
Yeah, like Persian carpet or grandfather clock where, you know, it doesn't matter that it's been in the family six generations. If you're, you know, no matter how much you want to, you can't take it.
Mm.
So, you know, now is the time of year for you to sort of go, actually, I'm not, we had to evacuate last summer. We would have lost the grandfather clock. We would have lost mum's rocking chair. We would have lost all of the 78 collectible record albums that, you know, have been in the family. I'm going to ask my sister to look after these or I'm going to give them to my cousin who lives in, you know, inner city Sydney, and is probably
at less risk.
At less risk, so it's really important to triage that stuff. And sometimes mums are the worst because we tend to not, you know, we'll look after all of the handmade quilts from your great-grandmother because you're just in a share house and you're just moving out or you haven't left school yet or, you know, you're still at uni and you're interstate. So I've got all of great-grandma's quilts in one room, in one house, all the eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
If something goes terribly wrong, you've lost all of them.
That's right. And to be honest, a lot of people, if you're moving around or travelling overseas, the parents, while they've got an empty nest, they've got a very full garage with all of your stuff, you know, that you've left there.
That's it. And on the point of sheds, you know, if it's something that's really important to keep, sheds, ceiling spaces, roof spaces, you know, they're not places to keep valuable things. These are places that can be, you know, difficult to access if you have to evacuate quickly. They can be dangerous to access if you have to evacuate quickly. I know in the Duffy fires, you know, we had embers the size of house bricks landing on our shed. No one's going in there to get stuff. It's too late at that point. So this is where you've really got to start thinking about things that you don't want to leave behind. And it may be that it's a bit, you know, counterintuitive, but some of the tools, antique tools, you know, if Grandpa was a surveyor and you've got a couple of his pieces of equipment, then that may be something that you've decided you want to keep in the family and they shouldn't be in the shed for the time season. Like, get them inside the house and put them with your valuables that you're going to take. Christmas decorations are another one. I have taken to keeping my children's every year their school Christmas decorations with the dates on them that are so cute. I keep them in a box separate from the
From the less sentimental ones, yeah.
So that I can, you know, even January when I take the Christmas tree down, I've got all of those ones because they are Christmas to us now more than the angel or the fairies. There, every year we get out and we sit. I mean, my kids are well grown up now, but we sit and joke and laugh and remember the Easter bonnets, and it's part of the ritual of our gathering is looking at those decorations.
Absolutely,
it would be awful to lose them. So.
Victoria Pierce is with you, Senior Conservator at Endangered Heritage. We're talking about the things you should be talking about if you're discussing a bushfire plan at your house this weekend. And that's exactly what you're being encouraged to do once we hit the start of the official start of the ACT bushfire season, which officially starts this Sunday. And you've been talking about some of the things that we've got to be realistic about whether or not we keep them in our house. But what about things that might be fireproof? Fireproof safe's something that might be worth investing in?
Well, they're an interesting thing because fireproof safe.
Oh, you still there, Victoria? Oh, sounds like we're having a little bit of a challenge with Victoria's phone line. We'll see if we can. Hold on, let me check one more time. Hi, Victoria, you back?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Lost you. There we go. So, yeah, fireproof safes are an interesting one because while they get hot and they're supposed to be flame-proof, things still get hot in them.
Oh, you know, so they can still get damaged.
If a house burns down, you've got 1,000 degrees easy, and paper spontaneously combusts at 451 Fahrenheit, 451, a number we all remember from Ray Bradbury. And so things will just spontaneously catch fire inside if they get hot enough. And, of course, once things start burning then and smouldering. Some fireproof safes work on excluding air and oxygen, but it doesn't stop things from roasting.
Right.
So after the Duffy fires, people were quite cranky with the fact that coin collections had melted into a solid block.
Wow.
And crystal and glass cases that things were kept in had also sort of all melted into blobs inside the safe. So, didn't catch fire. But fires, you know, 1,000 degrees is still higher than you, well, it's firing temperature for porcelain. Everything melts. So they're not a good answer for everything. They're not really designed for a bushfire, a house fire. And for that reason, you know, your safe contents are probably something that you want to consider taking. It's also worth having a bushfire file in your filing cabinet of this is the file that we will just grab one file.
And so you're talking about insurance papers and things like that?
Yeah, and your ID and, you know, maybe the sympathy cards from grandma's funeral, things that you've kept in your filing cabinet that you will never get rid of, that you would just grab, you know, art authentication documentation. I know for our clients when we do treatment on works, we encourage them to keep the invoices for their insurance because it constitutes the minimum value of what a sentimental object's actually worth. You can prove that, you know, christening gown, I spent X, Y, and Z, therefore it's worth that. So certain receipts, art collecting, you know, receipts of certain things, proof of ownership of the carpet that you're not taking in the car because it's too big. You know, you might have a $30,000 Persian carpet and you can't take the carpet because it doesn't fit.
Yes.
And you have to move every piece of furniture in the lounge room to be able to get to it. And if you're home alone, that's not happening. And so the catastrophe starts getting bigger and bigger and you sort of take the receipt, have the receipt, proof of ownership, have some photos already taken. It's, you know, October is the perfect time to be walking around the house. Everyone's got phones. Take photos of those things in their location in the home that proves you owned them. And keep those with receipts and that file ready to grab because it's not just about what you grab and save.
Yeah.
It's what you conscientiously choose to leave behind.
Yes. Oh, look, some great advice there, Victoria. Even though we've got the rain falling on us now and it's a cleansing time, as you said, it's a good time to make sure that to have a clear head and to really think about the scenarios we may be facing during a bushfire. Victoria, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons.
Thanks, Paula.